Nash picked the fight with some zombie gnomes and realized that it maybe isn't the best idea to be racist against his own kind, because they put up a pretty good fight. Anywho, now they're taking a short rest in the kitchen before they try to touch a marble. Yep, they're overthinking touching a marble. Classic D&D. Let's roll.
And we're back.
You need a bigger...
Very, very concentrated.
You need the bigger oval seat. You
know that one's smaller.
Yeah. Called elongated.
That's the only thing that fit elongated. In that spot, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to come in tomorrow. I'm going to put it in the other.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I need you to run some Ethernet wire for me, Cliff.
Interesting.
That means no.
Come on.
I would love to. I'll be over tomorrow.
Yeah, snaking wire is one of my favorite things.
I love it. No way do I hate when I do it for my own home. I'll do it for yours. In your 100-year-old walls.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing, right? We got electricians to do it, but they were super high. So,
like drug dude.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh, I have to be sober when I do this?
No. You'll be better than them, I'm sure. And the guy asked me where I wanted the port.
Yeah.
Or the
wall jack.
Wherever. And I'm like, wherever. I'm like, wherever it's convenient, doesn't really matter. He put it in the ceiling.
He put it in the ceiling?
Yes.
Why? Why would he do that?
When is that ever where people want a port?
Exactly.
Wherever it's convenient.
So I never walked
this into... This is the most inconvenient. Like, why would you do that?
I don't know.
Like a bad idea.
So
I, you know what this may be one day? A data center. We'll just start putting it in the ceiling.
Right? Nobody even then. Like, it's not, what are you doing? Like,
so when I want to move that down, and I'm pretty sure there's a second wire that they didn't hook up anywhere that's with that one.
Yeah.
And I want to put that on the other side. So
there might be a bag of weed in the wall somewhere, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be there.
Coming.
There's a 10% chance there's weed on my walls. I'll be there.
Oh my god.
Knocking down everything.
Please stop smashing my walls.
10% chance. That's all I need.
So you're saying
ample
there's a chance.
Ample chance.
So your walls are plaster, right?
The outsides are.
Oh, but the inside's drywall now?
Inside, or
stone. Right?
Drywall's not that
bad. Yeah, the outside's stone.
Mm-hmm. Drywall's not that bad to run.
No. The actual part shouldn't be that like getting. I just one, no, I don't have the tool to wire fish it. I've never done it before.
And yeah, because there's going to be a sill there. That's what he didn't want to go through that sill. So he just capped it right there because you got to sill it up.
Mm.
I have to crimp
it because it's for Cat 7. Yeah. They didn't know how to do that.
Cat 7's the fucking worst. I still don't understand.
Dude, I just got a new crimper. It does the Cat 7, no problem.
I don't know what this is about, but it made me laugh.
It's a pro-Hitler meme for our listeners.
What the fuck?
I don't know what the purpose of this is. Cat 7's the fuck. I still don't understand where they're like, okay, it's going to be just like Cat 5, except... You have to cross this wire, and all the wires are not in the line anymore. They're little.
They're a little smudged. They're a little off.
Here you go.
I mean, the real thing is that Cat 7 is supposed to be individually wrapped.
Yeah, all wires.
So you get better signal.
Shielded.
So you get better long distance runs.
They're double wrapped.
Okay. Double wrapping makes it worse.
It's true.
Not unless you want to get them pregnant.
That's right. You don't get those signals pregnant.
I'm going to lock this one dead.
Why is she sleeping?
I'm trapping this one.
Why even double wrapping if she's sleeping?
DNA. She doesn't want it if you have to wait for that.
DNA.
Wake up, baby. You're pregnant.
What?
That's an uncomfortable...
I gave it my best effort.
That's an uncomfortable situation at the drugstore where you're like, does this spermicide remove all traces of DNA?
from the cops wouldn't even be
like,
able to find
it? Yeah, like, you know, if they're doing a rape test kit or something like that.
Let's say somebody were to swab a vagina. But
give me one of those rape test kits so I know what I'm working with.
I want to know what would be it, honestly.
We don't have those.
You're a drugstore. You got to have rape test kits. You know, when people get raped, they want to find out if it happened.
Well, have you been raped? Sure.
Yeah, whatever. Butt rape. Give me a kit.
Yeah.
What? Are the butt kits different than the vag kits?
Yeah, I mean,
probably.
What about mouth kits?
Stomach kits? I think, speaking of stomach.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're going to have to poop again.
Yeah.
This was just a 5 minute talking about rape. There's no D&D in this at all. It's just a rape segment.
I'm not for sure he's going back there to poop.
You get all riled up.
I always picture somebody just listening to this on their stereo in their office, like at home, and their wife's like, hey, I'm running to the store, and you just hear, it's fucking raped him right in the ass.
These guys are good.
Now, they're funny. You need to listen to them. Funny.
Well, we are not a hey wifey, listen to this podcast.
Unless she likes it.
Shane Gillis was good about that too. He's like, I know why you women are here.
He's a great case of somebody that like they tried really hard to cancel and he's just like, nah.
Yeah. He was just like, nah, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. And now he's like one of the biggest comedians out there.
It's well now he's famous enough that he is immune eventually.
But like the whole SNL thing is like crazy too, because like even the way he tells it,
something's crazy.
But even like the way he tells it, he's like SNL didn't want to fire him. Like they like even Lorne Michaels was kind of like, we'll let this blow over and stuff, and it just got like to such a shitstorm online
because it was like an Asian joke, right?
He said.
No, wait, I've got to bleep that now.
Oh, you're still recording.
So. Oh God, damn it! Give you a shot.
But he said that like in a podcast or something where like. He was like, they had to literally dig through like years of podcasts to find that, because it wasn't even a recent thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, and you know.
Meanwhile, when Cliff goes for his mayoral,
they just have election, to go like a month.
Yeah. Not even instantly.
It's like the first one they pull up.
We found something.
We found another thing.
Oh my God.
It's like offering it up to
him. At first, we were going to try to bury him with something, but this, we really, he shouldn't be.
Somebody just shared a folder full of just horrible things. They were all labeled.
But it's like, it's...
They're ranked.
Yeah, it's really organized.
It's super racist. Oh my God, racist. And then
take down elections. Take it down
elections. I don't even think that fucking matters anymore. You can do whatever you want now. Nothing matters.
Thanks, Trump.
It's just crazy, because like... I don't know. Like, that kind of situation. It's like, usually people like that just... They disappear off the face of the earth after you get, like, attacked like that. It's like... And that was the beginning of his career. Like, he was a nobody at the time when he got that SNL
game. Yeah. And he still pulled through it.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. He had the right people back on. That's what it was.
I don't even know why I watched Beautiful Dogs, because he gives off that vibe of, like...
Annoying. Yeah, annoying comedy. But he's really funny.
He's hilarious.
Well, I think what got him was, like, the clips of him doing, like, the jokes about his, like, autistic uncle and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Or his, not autistic,
Down
syndrome, yeah.
Where'd you get the cheese?
Yeah. We're getting them cheese. This fucker's making them at night. I'm not making them at night, Dad. I'm making them at night.
I like the one where he's like, oh, it touched me. It didn't get me, but it touched me.
Yeah.
Took a swipe at me and nicked me.
Yeah, he's like, it nicked me. Because he does the face perfect when he like,
oh, it's yeah.
Like,
please don't make an earth sound.
But yeah, it's, he's great.
There's not that many Down syndrome people because they all get aborted now.
We are in eugenics now.
Did you see they had a CRISPR thing where they cut out the extra chromosome?
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. That funding will be gone soon.
I mean, honestly, though, it's like, I know.
The pharmacies will take that up. Don't worry. Sure. They don't need funding for that sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
For CRISPR?
Yeah. For genetic manipulation?
Oh,
you don't think the pharmacies...
They're going to want...
You said I'm thinking CVS. Like, CVS is going to be pioneering.
We got to do this. Yeah, we got to do this.
I was like, what?
The pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No,
oh, yeah. They're going to be all over that. Like, this is it. Everyone's going to want this.
Yeah. I mean, those are some intense therapies.
Where'd you get your CRISPR Rite Aid?
Ooh. Oh, no, they're closing. I can't return it. They're not accepting returns at this point. Shit. He's got... two extra chromosomes.
I'm taller, but I lost my fingernails.
That's almost always fatal.
But not with this.
No, my God.
It's somehow
it's keeping different. You alive. You shouldn't be.
And in 100 years, it'll be genetic manipulation for everything.
Sure.
Don't worry.
It's the number Gattaca?
Yeah.
It'll be just like cooler. Gattaca.
Nobody remembers Gattaca. Come on.
I honestly think about Gattaca once a week.
More than the people that were in Gattaca.
Yeah, I know.
They forgot
Christian their name. Bale's in Gattaca.
What's that?
Christian Bale.
He doesn't think about it anymore.
No, he's not. It's Ethan Hawke, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of...
Christian Bale's in Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Which was also awesome. That was a great movie.
Christian Bale's dead, right?
You're right, it was.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's dead.
No.
He's Batman. Broken here on BSB Podcast.
Yeah.
Too bad this comes
out. It's not going to come out until everybody already knows.
They're going to find out in October.
Yeah. I swear we recorded it back before anybody knew.
I murdered him. It'd be sad if you got murdered today, because that'd be very
inconvenient. It'd be very inconvenient.
We have a death note somewhere. The podcast is a death note. Oh, God.
We have to put this on the trials.
Oh, I watched K-Pop Demons.
I heard it was actually really good.
K-Pop Demon Hunter.
That was how it is.
Yeah, I heard it was really
good. Do you
good.
Girls like that?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't it the same people that did the Spider-Verse movies, I heard?
The animation is pretty
fantastic. So. That's what I heard. It was like the same people that did this, which those movies are fantastic, so I gotta check it out.
Yeah.
It's just like, you see it, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah.
And then people are like, you should really watch it. I'm like, I guess.
It's corny.
It's described as the best movie possible about K-pop theme hunters. Yeah.
That
says something.
I would agree with that.
That says something.
Like, my kids got tired in, like, that lull.
Yeah.
Right? When the stupid character building happens. When the plot takes form. Yeah.
Like,
and
screw that, I want K-pop Demon Hunter.
So they walked away, and my wife turned it off, and I was like, I'm going to go fold some laundry. I just put it on. I want to see how the results.
You know what, though? Yeah, well, I'm the same way. If I start, like, a show, I can't just, like, give up. Like, my wife will just be like, no, after, like, an episode. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, how do you know already?
I'm like, how many shows have not gotten good until, like, episode 3? Like, if people say it's good, like, if overall it seems to get, like, decent things, it's like, don't give up on it so quickly, because clearly it gets better.
People say that about Breaking Bad. They're like,
oh, Breaking Bad.
The beginning of Breaking Bad isn't that
Breaking
great.
Bad.
I thought it
Breaking
was.
Bad sold me in the first episode when he beat up those
that
kids
was awesome.
Making fun of
yeah,
his
that
son.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like I know what he's saying, great. Though, where like the tone of it.
Oh, yeah.
When it shifts, you're like, holy fucking shit, this is the best show ever.
Because he's not immediately going into fucking meth gear.
Because at first you're like, this show's pretty good. But then like by like episode like 3 or 4, when it starts getting into like, you're like, this is amazing.
Oh my God, is he going right back to poop? Big Bean walked in and then turned around.
He forgot to flush the toilet.
When they have the bathtub
through
the hallway ceiling. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is a
trying,
show for
they're
me.
Trying to melt the bodies. And
I'm not saying you have to, but you may want to get a new bed.
It's everywhere.
See, this is why I ran in and pooped.
Did you turn the fan on?
Okay, thank you. Because it was bad. I'm sure. Oh, sorry.
Glad you're anus sensitive.
Yes.
Oh my God.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Deep wipe.
It had to be.
It was up to knuckles, man.
At least two.
Sonic and Knuckles wipe.
Here comes the black one. What's his name? Shadow.
They don't call him
Tyrone.
The black one. No,
he's got guns.
Here comes that urban.
He rides a street bike. He's got guns.
The just black one with big fat tires.
It's not even a hedgehog. It's just a dirty pit bull.
With like cheap hedgehog, like a hedgehog.
They're
actually very friendly dogs.
It depends on how you raise them. All right,
you're chaining them up outside all the time. I don't think that's
the best way. I'd be pretty pissed off.
I would be okay if they banned pit bulls.
They're not a good breed.
My brother has a pit.
No, but they're like intentionally like.
Some of them
are. They are bred for aggression.
They are bred for, but
right. Well, and like,
well, that and the other problem is if they happen to snap,
it's
which
that,
any
it's
dog
decade.
Can,
yeah,
they happen more often.
But they're strong.
But they're so strong. Yeah. It's like you don't need that sort of dog.
But
like,
there are dogs.
You need a dog that you can be like,
unless you're literally a junkyard person. Right. That needs it
to attack people. Yeah. Like, literally to attack people.
There are dogs that the people think are pit bulls that aren't. Like blue staffies. They're not pit bulls. They're blue staffshire terriers.
I don't know the different dog breeds.
They're kind of like they look like pit bulls. You go, that's a pit bull. But they're like.
Are they
your obsession with dogs is showing.
I love
and their anuses freak. Are just the perfect
just
size.
Just a perfect size, super tight. No lube necessary.
All you know, you need is some peanut butter and you're going to have a good night.
I don't even use the peanut butter.
Still without chewing.
Wouldn't peanut butter make their anus sticky?
Why do you put it on their anus?
That's not what you're supposed to use it for.
That's not how the peanut butter works.
Bruce, come on my house. I'll show you.
Oh. I have...
Creamy or chunky?
It is BYOP.
Ow. It's extra chunky.
I could probably find that girl that will show you how to jerk a dog off if you want.
Stop talking about your wife.
I would not have married that girl.
She's just for dating.
That's right. That's a good time. That's a good time, girl.
She knows her craft.
Yeah. I had to learn how to bark.
Woof, woof.
Ooh, ow. Ooh, ow.
She made me get on all fours.
Yeah. She milked me like a cow.
That's right. It's that one otter.
On one hand, she was jerking. The other was she was feeding me some peanut butter.
That was the best.
Honestly, that would have been something.
That was the best night of my life. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to do anything. She just has to hold the spoon.
Yeah. Why is she moving her hand?
You dumb bitch.
This is hard to eat. God damn it.
You're jerking someone off. Your hand just moves.
No, it doesn't. You can keep your hand still.
Stop acting like you don't know how to jerk someone off.
Yeah. Okay. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We haven't stopped since you went poop.
Holy shit.
This is going to be a half an hour of us talking about rape and jerking dogs off.
It's going to be a whole episode of that.
And Shane Gillis. He's like, I'm glad to be part
he'd
of
approve, that. He'd approve of that connection.
All right. So you found a key. You are looking at the red marble. Mm-hmm. But you didn't look. You didn't do anything with it because you wanted to take a resty poo.
You did take a resty poo.
So would you like to touch the red marble?
Touch it.
Can we? Is there any way we can see if it's like trapped or if we?
Not without touching the whole thing.
God damn it!
Because it's moving around in the Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah.
Croc, how many hit points do you have?
What?
I'm just trying to determine who can live if they if there's
who's
a.
Going?
Oh, that's mine.
Okay. Who's going to live if they get a...
I have 65.
All right, that's more than both of my guys, so... You?
30-something.
All right, yeah, you got
it. I guess I'm doing it.
Okay. So you go to grab it?
Yeah.
You grab the red marble. Okay. That's fine.
Hooray!
That was anticlimactic.
None of them have been trapped so far.
No, I know. So
this one looked like it might have been. It is a Rube Goldberg machine for no reason.
Because it's a nice centerpiece.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, Rube Goldberg.
That would be pretty cool if we had a centerpiece that was just like this
perpetual
motion machine.
Yeah.
Rube Goldberg machines are always for no reason.
That's true. They're like the definition of pointless. What's this foot? Moves it from that spot to that spot. Really complicated.
Guys, I don't know. When I watched Pee Wee's Big Adventure, it made him breakfast.
It did. That's true. Yeah, good point. All right.
And his dog.
Made his dog?
Right. Turned his dog into breakfast.
Jerked his dog off.
That's the best.
A breakfast is a start. And he gets a big hard dog.
Well, dog, that is kind of what dogs do. Like food.
Me too.
I mean, that's fair.
All right, so we got a blue butt marble, a red butt marble, a purple butt marble, and a green butt marble.
Yep, we got a bunch of butt marbles. All right, there's a little small door, and there's a big door.
Like a tiny door for a tiny person?
Thin?
No, regular door.
Regular door and a
regular
big
door.
Regular door and a big door. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's check out the regular door, I guess.
Regular door and a plus size person door.
It's locked.
I have a key.
You use the key, it is unlocked.
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
Dude, I'm so good at this.
You should get another inspiration token. That was.
Can I stack them?
No, you can't.
You should probably put that in the fridge. It's a breeding ground for bacteria.
Is that how you rewrap a sandwich? That makes me angry.
You really should have used aluminum foil, because that's just the fucking worst.
No.
My god, it looks like a smashed asshole.
You would know.
I know.
There you go. That makes me feel better.
I would use a little.
All my years working at Wawa, it makes me mad when people wrap shit like that. What are you doing?
When I wrap a leftover cheesesteak, I always do it tight because if you don't do it
tight.
If you don't do it tight, it gets all fucking messy.
Horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. Balls apart.
Basically, we're saying Cliff's a piece of shit.
It's basic.
I know.
All right. So we're in the room with.
I see. Unlock the door.
Yeah.
You go in. This is a kitchen. So you see several workstations with various moving utensils. On one, gears and pulleys move a well-worn knife back and forth. On another, a stove of sorts that contains several melted pots.
Fucking Rube Goldberg machine.
Most everything is rusted or worn, but there's a cabinet with a few items on a shelf.
What are the items?
You see a jar of glowing green pickles.
Yes.
Glowing green is usually bad.
You usually don't want to eat the glowing green pickles.
Booze.
You see
secret.
A faintly glowing rolling pin.
Why is everything glowing?
It's a magic.
Alright, but the marbles were glowing and they weren't magic.
They weren't glowing.
They were just
sparkly.
Sparkly. And you see a flask.
Is it glowing?
Yeah.
Can I do like a quick identify to see what's going on?
Sure.
Alright. Identify on the pickles. And
this is a jar of arcane pickles.
Okay.
Whoa!
what is it? Are they like the cummy eggs, but pickles?
Kind of. They're eating one as an action restores 1d6 hit points.
Oh.
But you realize it's not, the magic isn't stable, so it might cause other magical effects when you eat one.
Maybe just leave them.
Like a boner.
6 hour boner.
You kind of know what would happen.
Oh, okay. What would happen?
You would know that basically there might be a wild magic surge.
Oh, okay. So we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the rolling pin?
The rolling pin can be tapped on an object to cast a mending cantrip.
Oh, that's kind of cool. All right, so rolling pin of mending.
Wait, is that one stable?
Yes.
Leave the
unstable. I ate 3 of the pickles.
That's all there were. And how many pickles of 4 arcane pickles.
See, I saved one.
Sexy.
Like, that steak was so good, I wish I was hungry.
Dude, I know. Their food there fucking kicks ass. I love it.
So,
this podcast sponsored by Old School Brothers.
1d4? Did we say?
1d6.
1d6, huh? Okay, 1d6. Healing, maybe. I will not remember what maybe means.
It's one of those places where, like, they'll fuck up my order. I'm like, I'll eat it. It's probably
good. It's probably still awesome.
Yeah. I rarely get something where I'm like,
ugh. I got the Karate Kid one that one time. That was really good. That was really good.
Karate Kid.
It's basically a chicken sandwich with General Tso.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's real good.
Get it, Karate Kid, because it's the Chinese.
So, it's General Tso.
That's more Japanese.
Yeah, I can't do Chinese.
I can't. I don't think I can either. That's a hard. It's different.
It's, yeah.
No more. What's the sound of dying in a rice field?
That's Vietnamese.
It's also Chinese.
What's the sound of someone getting
rolled over by a tank? Chinese.
And hit in the face with napalm.
That's
Korean. A lot of bad things happen to Asian people.
That's true. They've been around for a long time. Yeah.
Mostly because of each other.
Because of
you're slightly different than me.
Was that Mexican?
That was kind of Mexican. The Mexicans hate everybody.
No, that was Filipino.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That is close to Filipino. Those goddamn jungle Asians.
Oh my god.
There it is. Broke them.
Alright, and then the flask.
Is
it magic or is it just a flask?
I mean, it just appears to be a
flask. Well, I identified everything. I was identifying all of it.
You sat there for an hour.
You realize this is a flask of boiling water. So when you open it, it fills with water, with boiling water, and you can use it to throw it to do 2d6 fire damage in one hit.
I mean, that is pretty cool.
Is it like in a pinch? Is it a one-time deal?
Yeah.
No, you can
use it. Oh, you have to go get it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like you can just. You're not splat. You're like literally like.
So it's a one use in a fight. You're not gonna grunt over it. Give me that.
I mean, someone else might.
He picks it up. No.
All right. So flask of.
Hello. It does 2d6. All right. It's not
that's
bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, 2d6 is good.
And if you have to tune to it or anything,
yeah, just chuck it.
2d6.
Maybe damage. We'll stumble across a bowl of rice. We can put our boiling water in it.
Ooh.
Cook up some rice. Or some pasta.
Alright.
I don't think there's Italians in this world.
Hey!
Hey! You fucking guys.
That's the kitchen.
That's all over there.
Fuck all, yeah.
Alright, so. Anyone have anything they need mended? I have a rolling pin here.
Just my heart.
No, I mean,
it touches your heart. Broke. You apparently died.
Oh, God.
You went right through my chest.
It mended
all the holes in your heart.
Wow, this is the most powerful weapon we've ever found.
Dear Lord.
You're touching it, though.
Oh, no. All right. Let's, I guess we're going back into the room and then.
Yeah, going to the other doors.
The big one, the big doors.
So this enters into a long hallway with well-laid stone.
Does an alarm go off?
Ooh, no. Well-laid.
Along the one wall, you see a large mural.
Not my wife.
In the scene appears to be the scene appears to depict the Isle of Gala itself, with a large mechanical gnome on the left side holding a dazzling rod with 4 holes around its sides. In front of him,
a fucking 70.
Hold my dazzling rod.
Is a crowd of downtrodden gnomes with large mechanical collars around their neck.
Don't touch anything.
The sky is warping. Is a warping colors that make it appear as if the island is traveling.
This is all in the
and there's
painting?
A plaque underneath in Gnomish.
I can read that.
Which says, the great gnome king's first planar travel.
It says the great
this gnome is generally
king's
what,
planar, first planar
travel. I won't,
Should we have tried to free the guy in the gears first?
Well, we don't have. We don't. As long as we don't do anything, I don't think these gnomes are going to bother us. So let's just. We can go back. Is this like the it? Is this all there is?
Just the gnomes.
Well,
the gnomes are in the painting. They're not in the room, right?
So there, at the end of this hallway, is another door.
But I mean, there's no gnomes in the room. They're just in the painting, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're just.
Oh, I thought you said. Okay, no.
They're
okay.
In the painting, like under the sky. There's like a bunch of gnomes with the collars.
Can I investigate the painting?
Yeah.
Roll first. Fuck.
That would be a 20.
There are four marble-sized holes in the painting.
Inspiration token?
No, because I fucking told
Come
you.
Come on!
I told you!
You can get an inspiration token when you, like, drank a potion.
No. I got two of them.
I said there's a staff with four.
Alright.
I literally
said.
Yeah,
you did. You did. Sure.
He let me stack them.
So, do I know which color goes where?
He's making stuff up now.
I mean, you can just try.
That doesn't sound like the D&D at all.
It's gotta be in order.
Done that.
Is there any sort of color scheme to the painting?
The colors near the hole are certain colors.
It's a sepia palette.
So there's like a hole with like a green.
We could match them all. Yeah, exactly.
So we put the green one in there.
Yeah.
He's fucking lying.
That's exactly what it was.
He lies.
Are you lying?
Yeah, he's lying.
No.
I don't know if he's lying.
He is. That wasn't there. It means we can put him in any order.
Yes.
So
this is what you're
in DM speak. That means I made this up. So it sounds like
this is what the mural looks like.
Maybe do it in that order if we can.
Okay.
That's messed up. Wait. So the king enslaved the gnomes? That's fucked up.
That's kind of what I thought. Maybe we have to kill him to make all the gnomes happy.
I think he's already dead.
Maybe if they kill his
super
spirit.
Kill him?
Yeah.
We're going to super kill you. all right, we put the gems in.
Okay. The door at the end opens.
Ah, look, door opened.
We did it.
We did it.
Inspiration token nailing this adventure.
We are nailing this adventure. We're getting killed every time we play.
I don't know. I feel
10 minutes ago,
I feel
we
like
were screaming.
We left something on it. I think feel like the. Well, we'll just go.
We can't be forgetting anything.
Well, the king thing. Or the
have another soda.
Ghosty.
Yeah, anybody else want
me?
Sure. I'm not gonna be left out. I refuse to be left out.
Do you have any Imodium?
Imodium?
Do you have any Coke Imodium?
I have like.
Not Xlax.
I don't think I have that.
Do you have any heroin?
That will constipate.
That's just for me.
Will it?
Yeah, morphine. Any opiate is a constipator.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So if you don't want to poop.
Not if you stick it up your ass with a turkey baster.
No, then it's an enema. But you will get hot.
I like his songs.
Did you see the freaking headline a few days ago where it was like some 20-some-year-old girl who refused surgery died and she was taking 5 coffee pills
a
day? I was like, what is this fucking headline?
That was a curable cancer, too.
Yeah.
These are my last 2 cherries. Who wants the regular?
I'll take the cherry.
You're such a dick. I was like, I'll do that. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
I figured he was going to do that.
Cherry's so much better than your fucking bland one.
I'm fine.
It's funny. I don't even really like regular soda now. I just drink the zero. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste any different.
Well, I think it tastes different. I think like the regular is like too syrupy now.
Yeah.
The cancer hits different.
It does.
Well, it's like I can't drink regular Snapple because I drank diet growing up. It's too sweet.
Yeah.
It's too sweet.
All right. So you walk in. Walk through the hallways.
Well, we want to, check it out.
We move slowly.
Doesn't matter. The hallway.
Like whatever, just go.
The hallway suddenly widens on either side as you step into a grand throne room. Along the sides are torn banners. You can see from their remnants they seem to depict other worlds with strange architecture and landscapes. At the back of the room is a massive chasm which previous earthquakes must have caused. So it looks kind of like the other chasms.
Yeah.
So, 50 feet back, you see a large throne adorned with metal plates and a glowing purple stone set into its apex. As you enter, you feel a rumbling and hear a loud, "Found you!"
Damn it.
Roar from the chasm as another shadow dragon emerges. If you
Come
remember.
On!
Yeah, I mentioned his brother.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Before you can react, the dragon chomps down on the throne and breaks off the purple gem, devouring it.
That means it's gonna get powers, isn't it?
The dragon writhes and twists as its body seems to crack with purple energy. After a moment, the writhing stops and it stares at you with a terrifying purple gaze in its eyes.
We slowly close the doors.
I go,
purple
friend.
Gaze.
We're all for initiative.
In my mind.
Purple gaze.
Sorry.
I was thinking purple haze.
Oh. Yeah. It's all good.
It's fine. Whatever.
14 for me.
Oh, my.
Man, I wish we had a long rest so I could get all my health back.
That would have been great for the...
I'm also raging, just so you know.
Sweet, sweet 9 for me.
My last rage.
16 for Tomlin, 19 for Nash. No, 20 for Nash, sorry.
Nash, 20.
Yeah. I bet you that purple
Tomlin,
gem...
16.
Tomlin's 16.
Bet you that purple gem frees Mr. Spirit Man.
I don't know.
What did Harold get?
9.
Whatever. I don't really care about him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck that guy. He was enslaving his own people.
Writhing in pain. That's fine.
He was enslaving his own people. I saw him with the people in the gnome.
Not when he was dead.
That's true. Art can be... Maybe that person just didn't like his politics.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. Thank you.
You kill those people.
That's true. You get them out of there so they cannot speak ill of you.
All right.
Obviously.
So this is a large creature. That room size is about... Yeah, you just stick them there. Get rid of
there's no table.
Yeah, get rid of that. That's fine. There's a big chasm behind him, though.
Okay. And the throne like here, 10 feet behind him. So the throne's gone.
Yeah.
He's purple.
So, like, here? Like...
Yep.
Chasm.
You can tell you're an artist.
I feel it.
It's got that surreal. It's got that arty.
Yeah. All right, put your guys how you want them.
Put the one on the thing. Crocker.
Crocker ran away. I guess we're like here, right? Because we just walked in.
Reef shark.
Wait. You want to become a reef shark in a cave?
I'm just... So if you want to see, he looks vaguely like one of these, like this.
Yeah.
So. Neat.
Looks kind of gay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a real big bean.
I'm assuming we can't talk to this thing.
It just talked to us.
It said literally. Found you.
Why was you know, if you remember from before, the other dragon said that his brother kind of went crazy.
Yes,
feeling true. A magical sense thing.
I forget that fight. We killed that dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had to eat another egg, though.
Yeah,
barely. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're like real froggy.
And that thing was beaten up looking. Yeah, this one's not as beaten up looking.
I'm going to leave.
I'm gonna go. Let's get out of here. Like, enjoy your gem. Bye.
We don't need it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Bye bye.
We're giving... What's gonna end without it?
We're giving up on this quest.
I'd like to go and figure out where that book came from.
All right, everyone good?
The scariest thing.
Should we clump together? Okay, perfect.
Should we be clumped together or no?
No.
No, you weren't that far.
No, we. But yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Well, you'll be back here.
I would be. Nash's turn. All right. All right, so...
Do you have, like, instant kill bullets?
Yes, they're...
Sweet.
They're pretty rare, though. I don't know if I want to waste them.
He hits Cliff. No!
All right, so Nash is going to... I'm going to have to look for... I'm going to do the wrong thing. No, that's right. All right,
Dead air!
Sorry. I'm looking. Give me a second.
Let's talk about rape more.
All right.
Bide our time. Ain't it neat?
For our next rape.
ain't it the bee's knees? Yeah.
The cat's pajamas.
It's like the no just keeps me going.
In fact, it's the only way I can.
Same.
And as you're... fighting, you realize like there's purple crackling energy everywhere.
Oh, that's always good.
You know what he's gonna do, because this worked out really well for him last time, or really well for Kruk, I should say. He's gonna cast haste on Kruk.
Oh boy.
Okay.
What does that give me again?
You get 4 attacks.
Ooh, okay. I do like that.
So strong.
Did we roll initiative already?
Yes.
I forget what I rolled.
I'll tell you, don't worry.
No, whatever, it's fine. I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise.
It's your turn.
Ah! Oh, by the way, that video I sent you guys like a while ago about death saves being a secret between the DM and the person.
Uh-huh.
That was a kind of a cool idea.
It was. I don't like it.
I don't like it either, because it does fucking like make it way more scary.
It does make
scary.
It more, yeah.
She's like, I don't know how to play this, because I don't know if you're going to die.
I've seen it where the DM will just roll for you and not tell you.
Yeah. You're... randomly teleported 30 feet that
Who?
Way.
Who, me?
Nash.
Oh, Nash?
Yeah.
30 feet?
Yep. Boop. There you go.
All right. Oh, because of the wild magic.
Yes.
But it's happening. Did haste work?
Yeah, haste is fine.
All right, Tomlin, your turn.
Guys, there's a pickle for each of us, just so you know.
I don't like that. Please rephrase.
There's one egg. One egg left.
Oh, there's an egg
feed
left.
Feed it to Tomlin.
Tomlin. No, I don't need it right now.
I
want to
see what the full transformation is.
I don't need it.
I want to see how much further you can go.
I think
at this point, it's boring if one of them...
Honestly, I think there's only one step left.
Just full frog, man. You don't even turn into a full Gripply. You're just a frog. Fucking regular frog.
He's what, a black dragon?
He is a special dragon.
That was not my pick.
Tomlin.
Tomlin is going to...
Inflict wounds?
No.
He's inflict not wounds. Close
to it. Fuck. He's a life cleric. He doesn't really have a lot of offensive spells. So.
He makes them offensive.
Oh my god.
You know that end every spell with the N-word.
Yes, I do. That's my deity.
I do feel like we should probably spread out, to be honest.
I think someone should get advantage on the thing.
Thanks.
Well, you're funny. Don't get close to it. Don't listen to him.
I mean, Kruk has to get close to it.
I have to.
Oh, yeah, a choice.
Fair. Well, I have kind of a choice, but not one I can use forever.
Go on, Tomlin.
All right, shut up.
Clock's a ticking.
Is it?
Oh, God.
He's going to cast blindness
on him. What? Okay, what does that do?
It blinds him. He gets the blind status.
Dexterity saving throw or anything?
I believe it's a dexterity saving throw. Hold on.
I make him pregnant.
Okay.
Constitution saving throw.
You can't fight with that baby in you.
What does he have to beat?
18.
Oh, he just misses it.
Yay!
How long does that last?
1 minute.
Okay. It's not a concentration spell?
No.
Okay.
I'll double check, but yeah, no, just 1 minute. So he's blind.
Good job, Tomlin.
Thank you.
You did it.
I guess.
Let's leave. He'll not know where we're going.
Oh, it's true. He's too quiet.
He's just blind. It's fine.
That's not fair. He's blind. That's still not a... He gets disadvantage.
He gets disadvantage on attacks, right?
Depends on what kind of sights he has.
That's not true. Blindness affects all different sights. It's not... It's so...
Except for anti-blindness sight. Oh, crap. That's specific.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it impacts, like, true sight and all that shit.
Anybody want me to put one on?
It does not affect the one sight he does have, though.
Motherfucker!
So he looks directly at Tomlin in a way that Tomlin knows did not affect him.
Tomlin goes, I'm gonna leave.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
I don't like that.
It is Kruk's turn.
I don't want to
Kruk,
turn my
Kruk,
turn.
Kruk.
Whatever I did was gonna be wrong.
This might be the end.
Might be the end. It was nice knowing you fellas.
I assume you don't want to rage.
Why?
Why would I not rage?
Yeah, I should rage. I'm gonna rage. Probably because there's something else after this. Fuck.
I hope not. This is.
I mean, this thing ate the purple gem. It's kind of
okay. It's the thing
by the normal.
Yeah. It's the big
pacing
boy.
of
dungeons. What happened to the feet clan?
They're don't worry. They're they'll right. Show up again.
Oh,
much easier to kill.
I am going
different, but equal.
It's like I can cast Thunder Wave on him.
You also have the Potion of Growth.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm gonna try that Thunder Wave because it'll.
Do you want my Potion of Growth? Because I feel like most of your attacks are strength based.
That's true.
Do you want it?
Okay. What does it give me?
Gives you 1d4 extra attack, and you get advantage on strength saves. And
gives me an extra attack of 1d4.
No, 1d4 damage dice.
Yeah, your extra 1d4.
Oh,
and you go large.
Oh,
and large.
I guess that's helpful because he's large, right? We can have a large off.
I don't like that.
yeah. All right. I guess. So I get an extra. I get an extra.
Here's my bonus action.
Extra 1d4 for all your hits. Yeah. Yeah, he can walk over and grab it and take it, if that's what you want to do as an action.
Okay.
Oh, we are right next to each other.
Yeah. So he might eat it.
Alright, so that's good.
Alright. Fuck. I don't know what to do. I'm big now, though. I'm a big boy.
We'll start moving up. Nice.
Alright, I guess I'll go up to him.
Well, you can't attack. Did you do
that? That's true. I can't attack. I don't want to go up to him yet.
Okay.
Have fun.
Now he goes up to
you. Can you turn into a dragon?
No, because it's a dragon. It's not a beast.
He is going... Actually, he's going to move over a little bit so he can get both you and Tomlin.
Oh, come on!
And he exhales a wave of shadowy necrotic energy.
I don't like that.
Make a constitution saving throw.
I think you're right. I think he's over here and then he shoots this way.
Oh. Oh.
17.
Oh, you made it.
What do I have to beat?
Just tell me what you did.
17.
Oh, you made it. I just he just said the same number.
I didn't hear what he said because I was too busy going, what do I have to beat?
Oh my god, there's so many. But you still take half damage.
I don't like that.
I'm raging, so I get half of that too, right?
Do you necrotic?
Yeah, necrotic you probably don't have.
Well, he's
let me see.
He might be the totem barbarian or whatever, right?
Everything but psychic. It's the only thing that I don't get.
There you go.
It's psychic damage.
This is changing as we go.
39.
Oh my god.
So half does 19.
Fuck me.
And then you get half that. So you get 9. But that's his turn.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. This should be easy then.
He might be cat using his channel divinity. That's all.
And you guys, because of extra, you guys move in.
Did they get pushed back?
Yeah, Kruk goes all the way back to the door. And he goes, well, they're not getting pushed back, they're getting like teleported back. One, two, three. Actually, he goes all the way to the... No, he's fine there. He's fine there. Yeah, Tomlin goes all the way to the wall over there. Other side? Yeah.
Wait, where is this dragon? Because I assumed he shot this way.
Yeah, but it's not pushing. It's a teleport.
Oh, teleport. Okay, so he's looking over here?
Yeah.
And we don't have these fireplaces, right?
No, they don't exist. Yeah. The fireplace lights up. Come on! It's Tomlin.
No! These fireplaces are hunting you.
You didn't kill them. They're out for blood now.
That's fair.
All right, Harold. Your turn.
Right. I'm going to transform into a dire wolf.
Rawr.
And then...
Is that a large creature?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
I get my own little.
You're all big boys.
We're all getting large.
Large.
We're all engorged.
And then I'm going to move over here.
He is still with. You're within reach, so he's going to use an action here.
I mean, that's okay. I just didn't want to get hit by a breath weapon.
Yeah, that's fine. That probably doesn't hit you. You're fine. All right, Nash, your turn.
He is going to...
We gotta fuck him up every time they
Time to start hitting big hits, boys.
He's going to do Ray of Frost. I'm pretty sure that's a hit. That would be a 22.
That does hit. But you can roll again. The energy surged in you and you get an advantage on your attack.
Nice. Nope.
Well, good.
Good thing it was a ranch. Alright, so that's 2d8. 7 points of damage.
Okay.
He said big hits.
Shut up.
Tomlin?
Okay.
You're all the way in the corner now, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
I don't want to be in front.
I don't. He's pretty hurt. He's gonna try and do an offensive spell. So he'll do... Sacred Flame. Okay. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, he missed the 8.
Okay. 7 points. God damn it.
You actually get to roll another dice too.
Oh, what? Okay. You
amplified your magic.
So 11 points.
Total.
Okay. That
sometimes the magic's good.
Sometimes it's not. Is it every hit?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. There, Kruk,
thanks,
your turn.
Brah. Alright. Let's see.
Wait, what did you
give him? You gotta move up to him.
Yeah. Oh, does that give us advantage?
Oh.
Yeah, that'll give you advantage.
Yay! Alright, first attack. Whee! That's probably not a hit. 8?
No.
19?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1.
20.
But hold on, no. You get three attacks.
Actually, no, four.
Oh! Only gives you an extra single attack.
An extra single one? Okay, so.
What about
so two hit?
That's what it does. It gives you an extra attack, not an extra action.
Gotcha. Okay, so two hit.
Alright, here we go.
Let's see. Oh my
god. Why do you roll d20s for?
These aren't d20s. Oh, they are d20s. Jesus Christ. Sorry. They're bad rolls anyway, so thanks.
Woo!
And then you get extra d4s.
Yeah.
Two d4s.
Ooh.
Oh!
Thirty-four points of damage.
Nice.
Wow!
Nice.
Good.
And he's gonna strike at you.
No. Hey, bro, what's the problem, 21 bro?
21 hit.
Yes.
Fourteen points of slashing damage. So seven.
Seven. Okay.
All right. Now it's his turn.
Great.
Stable blast happened. So everyone make a dex saving throw, including the dragon. Oh, you made it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I made it. So a 15, 15 and a 17?
You only need to make for one character. Sorry, not you. You.
14.
14. No. 14 does not make it.
No.
Maybe God.
Instant. So... you and the dragon take 4 points of damage. You take 9.
Do I half that too?
No, because it's force. Yeah. Now it's the dragon's turn.
I thought psychic.
Yeah, psychic's the only one I don't.
He doesn't half.
Oh, you take half for force too?
It says while raging, resistant to half damage, everything but psychic.
Oh, yeah. Then you take. Bless you.
Ew, gross. Shut up.
It's fair.
Oh, you know what? I also get advantage on saving throws and checks.
Good to know.
This guy's a dick. He's going to teleport in front of Nash.
Why?
Because he's a dick.
He's a dick.
Oh, he's got a dick.
And he's going to breathe.
I didn't even fucking do anything. I didn't even attack him.
He's going after the
weakest. Well, first off, he doesn't want to be in the middle of everybody.
I guess.
And two, he just saw people in the corner.
I don't like this. Oh, he got his breath weapon back?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Deck save.
Nope.
Yeah, me too.
Tomlin again?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh no.
Tomlin's dead.
Oh no.
I mean, he might be dead dead.
Do you have an egg?
That's true.
I'll egg you.
It's the only way. It's the only way.
Can you cast a death spell? Something that boosts us as you die?
When have you ever fucking heard of that?
I don't know.
Like a curse, like as my dying breath.
See everyone else.
Yeah. 22 points of damage.
Oof. Oh, that's not well. Tomlin's down.
Is he down?
Yeah.
Oh my god. But you have his potions.
Yeah. Well, that's what's gonna happen. All right.
All right. It is Harold's turn.
Nice.
Harry, advantage.
Advantage, and I'm gonna bite that bitch.
You do know he's not gonna stay there.
Nash. I know.
No, I think he might this time.
Nope.
I think he only gets one teleport. That's
now,
what I think.
Now he's got four more.
That's
more
what I think.
22.
22 hits. Well,
I don't like that there was like well there.
Either. Nice. 14 piercing.
Right.
And you have to make a DC 13 strength save or you get knocked prone.
You get knocked prone.
Oh.
I like that.
He is knocked prone.
Hey!
Oh, eat the shit! Eat the shit!
it just means...
Courage the Cowardly... Not Courage
it's
the Cowardly
not that big.
Dog.
The,
what's his
face? The comic dog. That'll be happy.
Triumph.
Triumph, yeah.
All right, Nash, your turn.
Fuck, he's...
You gonna feed him an egg?
You might have to. I don't think you have a choice in the
you
matter.
You have a potion. You can feed him a potion.
I'm gonna feed him a potion.
Yeah, but
first.
You waste the potion.
What? It could be an egg.
Stop it.
Egg gives you full health.
No, stop.
Full health and more powers, probably.
Yeah, he's gonna use one of his greater potions of healing.
It'll be even slimier.
That's 4d4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
4d4.
Shut up.
You need another four, Poppy?
Two, no, I'm fine. Oh my god, I rolled four ones!
Eight. So he's back up. He's up with eight.
Can you please put Tomlin up?
He's back up!
Tomlin, it's your turn.
Alright, he's gonna do. He's gonna cast Channel Divinity. He gets 40.
Touch myself!
So he's back up to full health, plus he can give a little bit to Tomlin, or to Nash.
That's so nice of him. Yeah. I'm going to use all my healing for me.
I'm almost dead! If I die, everyone's fucked!
For me.
Yes. He's back up.
Marge, it's like your dream come true. Oh. For me. For me.
And Nash is back. Okay. All right. He's back up.
All right, Croc, your turn.
All right. So I go over. I don't get advantage this time.
You do. He's a large creature.
Oh, I still...
Oh, hold on. You need to make a save...
Dex.
Concentration
save.
For what?
You hasted him.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Well, if I went down, he's... Oh, no, that was Nash.
Yeah.
So he took
20...
So it's half. So I need to make above an 11.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so move your guy back and he loses a turn. That is the problem with haste.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
I'm like... Alright. Well, that was a fun turn. It's the dragon's turn. So he gets to make 37 attacks.
That doesn't shock me.
Alright, he's going to...
He's really scaled this session. Huh.
Alright, he's going to bite Nash for 13.
Don't you have to make an attack roll?
13 to hit?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought that was the damage.
He's assuming. He's fucking...
Oh, he stood back up. He's not prone.
Right, that takes it's half movement. Yeah, no, it didn't matter at all.
And then he's gonna.
All right,
Claw does an 18 hit for
18. Does it
I'm
hit?
Sorry,
arrow hit? Does an 18 hit?
Yeah.
All right, then they both hit.
No.
The only advantage for not getting knocked prone is for melee attacks.
Man.
Yeah.
20 points of slashing damage.
Oof, that hurts.
Damage. Demolish.
And I look at Tomlin and I go,
that was for you. And he is going
to... I took that for you, baby. Okay.
He's going to teleport 40 feet away from diagonally. Just like...
Oh, good. I don't have to waste my move then.
Right here? Yeah. There you go. It is Harold's turn.
What are you right now?
You can't run from me, you cunt.
He's a dire wolf.
I'm still a dire wolf.
Dire wolf, okay.
I'm the big bear.
I'm gonna hit him. I'm gonna hit him with my teeth.
It's not the normal verb you use.
I'm gonna hit him with my teeth.
You mean bite?
No. After I ate my cheesesteak stuffing.
Cheesesteak stuffing.
21.
That hits.
7.
He's down. No, he's not down.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's got to take another hit for to knock down 13.
Yeah.
Tell me he's prone.
He makes it. But you are pushed.
Oh no.
A wave when you bite him. You are pushed in a random direction. Let's say.
This is an annoying fight.
Ooh, you're pushed 15 feet towards the chasm.
Oh god.
Oof.
Oh, you're right on the edge. You're like, woo.
I'm on the edge.
Let me just tell you. You don't want to fall into that chasm.
It's not a good chasm?
Mm.
Oh.
It is a very far chasm. So unless you can fly.
You can turn into a bat. No, you can't now.
Shit. Yeah, I could. I still have another wild shape.
While you're falling?
Sure. I mean, that would be up to the DM. I don't see why I couldn't.
I'm not thinking.
You're bat! Bat!
It's a fucking What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah,
I haven't. I haven't watched that show.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, it's so good. So good.
All right. It is Nash's turn.
All right.
You get an advantage on your attack rolls.
Oh, nice. Then he's going to shoot him.
Yes.
What?
Put your little turret down.
Get them all.
I can't.
Oh.
You knew that, you dick.
I know all.
So
all
right, sad. That's probably a hit. 22.
That does hit.
And the next one, 21.
That hits.
All right. 6 for the first one, and 7 for the second one.
Okay. Tomlin screams in terror.
No, he's okay now. He's gonna do. Can he do Sacred Flame from that far away?
How far does it go?
I think it's 80 feet.
80?
I think so.
I'm looking. He would if it's 80.
Yeah, he would totally.
Maybe move up a little bit.
Nope, 60.
He'd be a little far. You'd have to move up a bit.
Yeah, I'll move up a little bit.
No, he'd still hit it at 60, wouldn't he?
No.
He only have to move up like
4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Still hit it. Okay. I was thinking 30 for some reason, but yeah, okay. Sacred Flame.
Okay. Hold on. All right, you get an extra damage die.
Sweet!
What does he have to make?
18.
Dex?
Dex.
16.
Yay! I know.
Don't forget your extra.
Shut up. 15.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know why you were laughing.
No, I was laughing because I was like, I said, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You're so laughing. Shut up. Abuse.
The abuse is funny.
All right, Croc, your turn. All
right. It's so mean to me.
I'm still, like, I still get my, I'm still hasted, right?
No.
All right, so.
Also, is he still raged since he couldn't attack last turn?
Oh, no, technically you're not raged.
Oh, no. That's bad.
You got another?
All right.
I think, no, well, I don't.
You should. You
short no, rest. I used all of them.
I thought you get a rage back on short rest.
No.
No? Oh, you're fucked.
You're fucked!
And if I'm fucked, we're all fucked.
We're all fucked. Now, you know, there's two people on this party, you don't want to be fucked.
I mean, I can always just turn right, into
the one definitely hits 17. Is that it? No?
Oh, fuck. Well, the one hits. You get a D4 still, though, because you're big boy.
I still get the D4. That's right. Okay, good.
Mommy, wow.
I'm a big kid now. 16 points of damage.
Wow. You guys are doing pretty good.
Shut up.
I mean, you're doing pretty good.
Don't patronize us.
Fuck you.
He's like,
he teleports in front of Nash and Blue.
Why?
Face off. Yeah. He recognizes cowards when he sees it.
That's a bunch of bullshit. I call bullshit.
Why?
You recognize?
Did you even fucking roll for it? Because he just picked me.
It's not rolling for. He first off, he's smart enough. He's
to
not.
What? That I shot him.
Well, you shot him, and two, he has his dragon breath. He can get both of you. You're stuck in a corner. He can't turn and move and get both of them.
That's a bunch of horse shit. But go ahead. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck the horse you rode in on.
Make your deck saves.
Or I cast
die.
No, I missed.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Look, this is a...
It's bullshit.
This is a...
Bullshit.
Boss enemy, okay?
Right, whatever.
Oh, come on.
Croc, are we in trouble?
We're in a lot of trouble, little buddy.
Cowabunga.
This is not tubular.
26 points of damage.
I wish I had some za.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we all need to make another deck save throw.
What? Don't make me.
No. Not him.
Not me.
Just the same three of us.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because he had unstable blast happen.
I need to make a saving throw?
Both
everybody
of
here.
No.
All right. 8 more points.
All right, Nash is almost dead. And
Mamma Mia.
Not much better.
Mamma Mia.
I hurt the dragon too, though.
I don't fucking care.
That's rude.
That is rude.
He's
care
a
about
person
all
too.
Living creatures.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh my god.
As a druid, I feel like you should be nicer to the dragon.
I feel like you shut the fuck up.
Alright. It is it's Harold's turn.
Hi. What is my speed as a dragon?
540.
50.
Oh my goodness. Hey, that's fast.
You're right up to him.
You get advantage.
Scratch his eyes out.
I'ma bite him!
Bite him in the dick.
Dick damage.
Ooh. Nice. That hits.
You'll know.
24.
Okay.
He knew. God.
14.
All right.
And he's got to take a strength. It doesn't really matter.
It does. No, it does, because if it, for melee, for melee attacks, you get advantage.
Yep. I'm about to melee his face off.
Please do.
All right, Croc, your turn.
Oh, you're fucked now, buddy.
Let's do it. First advantage. Ugh! That didn't hit.
Ugh! Oh my god!
Croc, what the fuck?
That was not good.
These are going over here.
Nice job.
That was really bad.
Wasted my enlarge potion on you.
Well, I guess it's impressive that I rolled both of them identical.
Mm-hmm.
Both times it was identical numbers.
All right, it is.
Super impressive.
Oh, it's its turn.
I'm trying to look at the positive stuff.
All right.
I'm going to attack Nash just because of the fuck.
I'm going to give 1, 2, 3, 4 for Nash just because he knows he's.
Nash gets a 3, 4.
2.
No.
3.
No.
He's dead. Three. Nash is done.
Oh, so first attack is a bite attack against Kruk.
I can't have it.
18.
Oh, no, it doesn't hit.
And 2 claw attacks.
4 on Nash.
Oh, you lucky son of a bitch. Does a 15 hit?
No.
Ah, they both miss.
Nice.
Thank Christ.
All right, it is Harold's turn.
And he's pooping. He's pooping.
Harold! Harold dies.
Oh my god, just that.
That's what happens when you just leave the table.
Yeah.
Just death.
Anybody that can't control their bowels dies immediately.
Look, this for some reason this dragon fight seems easier than the last one.
No, it doesn't.
Well, no, the last one fucked us up big. We were real close to dying.
My guys are real close to dying.
The ones that mattered were real close to dying.
Oh my god.
Well, look, I can't help it that Tomlin decided to stay in a corner and not move ever.
And also that all of my attacks have been shit. Like, I have not been putting the damage in.
Just so you know, if Nash dies, you lose an AC point permanently.
Yeah, more.
So you better protect.
That's not good. I don't want to die.
You lose an AC point. This is important to you.
Suck. Super important to you.
That's going to suck for
totally
you.
Totally suck. Just saying.